We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be the host today. We have got a lot of breaking news. We've got Piers Morgan finally leaving. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, Piers. And we got Mike Rogers, the apologist, the cheerleader for the NSA. He's leaving Congress. You know, he's head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, but he's leaving Congress, and where's he going? Talk radio. Yeah, that's going to be real interesting, isn't it? We've also got some ironies that we're going to bring up again about this California gun grabber who actually turned out to be a gun runner. Sounds a lot like Eric Holder's False and Furious, doesn't it? Except that it looks like this guy may be headed to jail. We've also got some GOP neocons heading to Las Vegas, hoping they're going to hit the jackpot with Sheldon Adelson. And if they kiss his ring, maybe he's going to give them a lot of money. He's got a lot of money to put in. In the last cycle, he gave $93 million to the presidential election. Now, to put that in perspective, going back to the year 2000, that's about what Al Gore spent on the presidential election. I think Bush spent about $200. So things have really changed. Of course, that's just $100 million. That's not all that much now when the candidates are spending $1 billion apiece, as they both did approximately in the last election in 2012, Obama and Romney. But it's enough to get these guys coming there and kissing your finger. And they had a lot to say about how we should be more proactive, how we should involve ourselves more in wars. It was a neocon wing of the Republican Party that was there to talk to Sheldon Adelson, because that's what he's interested in funding. And if you remember the 2012 elections, there were a lot of shenanigans in Nevada, especially in the Vegas. That was the largest caucus in Nevada, and there were a lot of shenanigans going on there as he hijacked that whole thing, or attempted to hijack it. It went on for quite some time. We're not going to get into all of that, but we're going to tell you what happened at the meeting this weekend. We've also got Noah that was headed to the theaters, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. And we see that the mainstream media is still heading to the bottom of the heap. And we're going to talk a little bit more about these revelations that came out in Turkey. Now, again, YouTube was shut down last week as a video surfaced showing Turkish officials plotting a false flag attack so they could start a war with Syria. And, of course, today there are elections going on in Turkey. They finished. They're now counting the ballots. I think 8 people have been killed in violence there around the election. It's a very troublesome area. They're trying to push into war with Syria. It seems to be like they're NATO's last gasp. And, of course, when this false flag information surfaced, the mainstream media went out of its way to avoid talking about what was actually said. They just focused on the fact that YouTube had been shut down, just as they had shut down Twitter. It's a very important thing to look at how these mainstream media outlets, BBC, the LA Times, Fox News, had an amazing summary of this story. So we're going to be taking a look at all of that. And we've got a lot of news about drones and new autonomy. We've got breaking health news. And we're going to be taking your calls, and let me give you that number, because the Sunday number is a little bit different. It is 877-789-ALEX. That's 877-789-ALEX. Now, one of the things that we've been talking about and we've been concerned about, of course, is metadata. And it's not this harmless thing that Mike Rogers and others like to make it out to be. It's actually a very dangerous thing. But, you know, you can have a very crude form of metadata that can still get you into trouble with the police. Take this story that happened in Idaho. This is a 70-year-old man who was driving from Colorado. He lives in Colorado. He's got Colorado tags. And he was driving to his home in Washington State. And he was pulled because he had Colorado tags, and he was given the once-over looking for marijuana just because he's from Colorado. You talk about meta tags, metadata. This is old-school metadata, old-school profiling, but we're going to talk about that and what the real stuff is coming up right after the break. Stay tuned. We've got a lot of news.
Alex. Alex Jones here to tell you.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at the feet at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were to run a full fast. They had an explosion, and we are defending, and we agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where some ship goes down and used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, March 30th. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be your host today, and I'm going to be taking your calls. Let me give you that number. It's 877-789-ALEX. Now, I was just talking just before the break about the news about the man who was arrested, 70-year-old man who was arrested looking for marijuana, solely because he had a Colorado license plate. Now, this was an Idaho state trooper who pulled him over. He was on his way to another home in Washington State. He has a Colorado tag. Says that the trooper pulled out immediately as he passed, rapidly accelerated to him. The complaint states when he pulled him over that the trooper asked him why his eyes were appearing glassy, and he asked him for various other stuff, but then kept asking to search the vehicle. Finally, the guy said, he refused at first, but finally gave him permission to search the vehicle after he threatened to bring a drug-sniffing dog and hold him until it got there. And he said when he did, despite the strong gusts of wind and precipitation that day, this is a lawsuit, this is the complaint, says the trooper claimed that he could smell the odor of marijuana. So they made a big deal out of it. They arrested him. They impounded the car. And, of course, they found absolutely nothing. This was simply a fishing expedition. This is why you don't want to have metadata being looked at by the government on everybody. These kinds of out-of-control false positives that we see with this, this is what they can do with everything in your life. This is a very old-school kind of a, instead of a meta tag, it's actually a license plate tag that they pulled him over on. And be aware of the fact, as we pointed out here at InfoWars, Homeland Security was caught trying to set up a database of license plates. We've also seen the Navy looking at everyone's license plates with their database. And, of course, once we exposed that, Homeland Security pulled that back and said, no, we're not going to request that. They pulled back that request to fund that database. But then we also saw the very same day a Wired magazine story that IBM and Cisco were competing to create a literal information highway where they could not only look at your license plate tag, but they could basically look at everything that they're going to provide you internet as you're driving down the road, but they're going to totally profile everything about you. They're going to be watching everything as you move, not just your location, but where you're surfing. They're going to record your license plate data. This is a government that is totally out of control. This is a government that has to know everything about us, and it's absolutely beyond control. People are starting to push back against this, and I think one of the things that highlights this is that Mike Rogers, who has been the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, he's been one of the big cheerleaders for the NSA and this police surveillance state, along with Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat and a Republican, and they both love it. Well, it looks like he's not going to be running for re-election. Instead, he's going to be heading to talk radio. That's right. He's going to be the new voice for the system. Now, the question is he going as part of an expanded Operation Mockingbird? You know, that was the CIA's way to get control of the press. They actually had a name for it to try to get people into the press to sway public opinion, and we know that they do that constantly. We're going to be talking about how they do that with the false flag that was exposed in Turkey. But he might have also been leaving because people are turning against what he's doing. Listen to this. Now, this is from the Political Wire, and what they're saying is when they reported this, they said that his 8th district is currently rated a safe Republican district, but without him, it could be competitive. Mitt Romney carried the district by 3 points in 2012. Obama won it by 6 points in 2008. So it may be that he's not in such a safe seat after all. So this might be a smart move for him to get out while he can before he gets thrown out. Imagine what a black eye that would be in the face of the surveillance state if their biggest cheerleader got voted out. They don't want to see that happen. So he's going to go to talk radio. And there you're going to see him pushing the same kinds of dangerous ideas about the surveillance state as well as war. Of course, these are the kinds of people who not only love to spy on us and try to create a battlefield on the streets of America, putting tanks in the hands of the police, militarizing the police, but they also want to have war in every corner of the globe. And, of course, Mike Rogers is one of those people. It'd be very embarrassing for them if they lost. You know, I kind of think he and Dianne Feinstein are kind of the Tokyo Rose and the Tokyo Rogers of the information war, I think. They're the lying people out there who are trying to push the population one way. And I think a large part of the surveillance state is a way to close the loop and see if you're actually buying their propaganda. Remember, it's just a few months ago, then the Defense Department, one young lady stood up and said, you know, they're not buying what we're telling them anymore. They think it's just a bunch of clumsy propaganda. And that's right. We don't buy that anymore. Look who else is stepping down. We've got Keith Alexander stepping down. At a ceremony this weekend, he ended his 9-year tenure at the NSA and his 40-year military career and said he's going to be retiring. I don't know if he's going to go to radio or what he's going to do. It's absolutely amazing. And we can see the heights of some of this stuff. Look at this story here from the Washington Post. It's called Franz Kafka Meets the National Security Agency. And what it is a story about a son who tried to get information about his father, who was illegally wiretapped by the CIA in 1963. And he talks about how he was pretty much stonewalled by the NSA and by other agencies. It turned out, he said, that the FBI was the one that was the most forthcoming. The NSA totally stonewalled him. And this is what was interesting, is what the NSA Freedom of Information Act officer said. Now, keep in mind, this is her job, to provide information under FOIA, for FOIA requests, okay? There is a law, Freedom of Information Act, that says that they must supply information under certain circumstances. But she says, as a result of my review, I've concluded that the appropriate response is to continue to neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of any intelligence material on your father. This is back in 1963, mind you, okay? To do otherwise, when challenged under FOIA, would result in the exposure of intelligence information, sources, and methods, which could harm our national security and severely undermine NSA activities in general. And, of course, she signs that. That's Elizabeth Brooks, Chief of Staff of the FOIA Privacy Act. So there you go. Even in 1963, she can neither confirm nor deny the existence or non-existence of any information that we may have kept on your father 50 years ago. Okay? That's how bad these people are. But it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. It looks like a lot of the rats are leaving the ship. They're so hated that they've got to put some new faces in there. It was just this last week that Mike Rogers tried to wrest away a reformation of some of the practices of the NSA onto his committee from the Judiciary Committee. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some more information, and we're going to talk to you about how Turkey was covered. Talk about Operation Mockingbird, a great example. We'll be right back.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Now, just before the break, we were talking about Operation Mockingbird aspects of Mike Rogers and others, and we're going to get back to that. But before we do, this is a story that just came out yesterday about DARPA project that is seeking a hive mind for drones. This is something that is very, very concerning to a lot of people who understand the issues here. To give this kind of autonomous decision-making to warlike robots, or conversely, to consolidate the decision-making, even if the decision to fire is held by a human being, to consolidate this decision down to one individual is a very, very dangerous thing. And this is the kind of thing that we see happening, this kind of consolidation. Here's the story first. It says the Pentagon's research arm is launching a program to unite existing and future drones into hives, where individual autonomous aircraft will share data and operate together against targets on a battlefield, all while being controlled by one human. Now, they're trying to get increasing autonomy for these robots. And, of course, they keep telling us that it's going to simply be – that is going to be under the control of a human, but that's still not very reassuring. You know – I just recently watched with my family a 1995 movie called Crimson Tide. Very good movie, very well done. Denzel Washington, Gene Hackman. It's about a subcrew, and it's a crisis that's going on, very, very much like the crisis that's happening today in the Ukraine, where you've got some breakaway people inside of a Russian Federation, get some controls of some nuclear weapons. It looks like they're going to perhaps launch those. And so initially, a command goes out to the submarine crew that they need to fire a nuclear weapon. And so they're waiting for confirmation from this, but the whole gist of the movie is the conflict between the commander of the sub and the number two, who's Denzel Washington, as to whether or not they're going to get confirmation from this after an accident happens on the sub and they're somewhat disabled from their communications. The whole thing is that there are checks and balances, human checks and balances, that you've got multiple people involved in this decision-making process. It isn't just one person who's involved in making this decision or this call. It's multiple people who have that choice. It's distributed, and there are checks and balances. But as we see what's happening at the very end of the movie, it says, don't worry, this couldn't happen anymore because that's now been consolidated under control of one person. But we don't want to see more and more consolidation of power. That's true whether or not it's legal power, whether or not it's political power, or whether or not it is nuclear weapons. We don't want to see that consolidated anymore. Of course, you have one person who has his finger on the button, and it was kind of scary to realize that for decades, the firing code is just a series of zeros. As Stefan Molyneux said, we were just a nuclear disaster away from somebody leaning on a keyboard. But it's very concerning to see what DARPA is doing with this, how they are making these robots autonomous. This is a very, very dangerous trend. But getting back to, and I guess before we get back to Operation Mockingbird, let me go on this this Noah story here, because as many of you know, the movie Noah came out this Friday, and a lot of people have had a lot to say about it, and I'm interested to know what some of you think that may have seen it. And the number is 877-789-ALEX. Now, there was an op-ed piece in Time magazine from Ken Ham with Answers in Genesis, and he said, except for some of the names in the movie, there's hardly any remnant of the Bible's account of the flood in Genesis 6 through 9 that's recognizable. But he and others have pointed out that what this really is a very anti-human agenda. I've seen this before personally. I took my sons about 12, 13 years ago to London, and we went to the Children's Museum, and they had a loop that was playing at the playground area constantly, and it was about Gaia, the whole idea that the Earth is some kind of a living organism or some kind of a god, and that humans are merely a destructive virus that we need to either control to a very, very small amount, population reduction, depopulation, actually, or we need to exterminate altogether for the good of the Earth. That's essentially the view that is being put out by this movie from Darren Aronofsky. And a screenwriter whose name is Brian Godawa got the script early, and he wrote about this last fall, I believe, maybe even earlier than that. And he went to see the movie because a lot of people were kicking back and saying, that's not what the movie is about. You haven't seen it. They're probably going to change it. He saw it, and he said, it's basically exactly what I have seen. He said, I finally saw the movie. Now I know why Paramount and its hired Christian marketers would not let me into an early screening to correct my analysis of the early script of Noah. It's because I was right. He said the Noah movie is ugly. It's anti-human exceptionalism. It's enviro-agiprop, in other words, environmental propaganda. And it's poorly done. I can't recommend this movie, not just because of its god-awful theology, or should I say, earthology, but because it's god-awful filmmaking. He said, like The Last Temptation of Christ, all the controversy overshadowed the fact that it was just plain, terrible storytelling. Same thing here. And he says, I've got to say something to all those Christian leaders and film critics who saw the early screening and kept defending the movie, saying in reference to my blog post, the movie's different, the movie's different, you can't talk about it because you haven't seen it. He says, shame on you, because you knew when you were saying it, it wasn't true, and I was right. You were tools, and Aronofsky is laughing at you behind your backs. He's subverting your sacred story, and he's not even doing it well, but you're still supporting it. And you know what they're doing is they're actually changing it to their religion, which is an anti-human, anti-depopulation, eugenics agenda. That's one aspect of it. That's what they're selling you. The only sins are the sins that that are being committed by those against the Earth. And, of course, we see in it, as Ken Ham pointed out in his example, he said that Noah wants to exterminate all of mankind. He doesn't want his sons to have children. And when it looks like when the granddaughters are born, he tries to kill them. This is the message from this human-hating film that they try to put out as a biblical epic. Now let's go to a couple of your phone calls here. We've got Truth Raider in Oregon. Truth Raider, what do you want to talk about today?
It's so wonderful to talk to you for the first time. You're doing a great job there. Usually I call in regularly and I talk to Alex. I have two things on my mind that's going on. I missed it last week because Alex was busy with Mark talking about his difficulty with YouTube and being blocked out, but there was an anniversary. As a matter of fact, there were two anniversaries.
Nope. You know what? We're coming up to a commercial break. Hang on. We'll be right back to you. We'll be taking some more calls, and we're going to be talking about the Operation Mockingbird aspects of what happened with Turkey this last week, as well as Piers Morgan finally leaves, and he takes a couple of shots more. But not with a gun, just with his mouth. We'll be right back.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm your host today. And I was just talking to Truth Raider from Oregon. We just started the call and we had to go to commercial break. Truth Raider, go ahead and tell us what you wanted to talk about.
Hey, David, no worries. No worries about that at all. In 1775, Sir Patrick Henry uttered these words, "Give me liberty or give me death." That was on March 23rd, 1775. That was Miss Utswick, unfortunately. And then in this date, March 23rd, 2005, Bush did the Treasonous Act of signing our country away with the SPPA Act.
Mm-hmm.
Between Vicente Fox and the Prime Minister of Canada, I believe it is Martin. And that made us into one North American union.
Well, what do you think about the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership?
I think that's like a subsection of it, perhaps.
Well, actually, they're kind of expanding it. They're trying to create these regional centers, like you pointed out with NAFTA, Now they've got TPP and they've got TAFTA, Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement, which is essentially taking the Atlantic and the Pacific. They're going to, what they're doing is they're consolidating into these regional trade groups, and then they're moving to expand it into a global trade group, of course. It's all about consolidation. And the thing I think that is amazing is how blatant the TPP is in terms of being a substitute for CISPA, how they're elevating corporations to the level of countries, as we've already seen with NAFTA. We're seeing that again with these agreements where you have a three people that are going to hear all the cases. One of them will be picked by the corporation. One will be picked by the country. Essentially, they have the same influence as the countries in terms of deciding what the laws are going to be, in terms of adjudicating these different agreements. It's absolutely amazing how we're moving to this global corporatocracy.
Yes, it is. It's what you'd basically call a corporate tyranny in itself, mm-hmm. all of these combined together, and it's just eviscerating the Constitution. But they're able to carry this out because of that act, the SBPA Act, on March 23rd, 2005. That takes a lot away of the power of the Constitution. And that's the first step toward that. So we're now a North American union, so we're three states in one. So they want to come up, this is what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to come up eventually, modify the Constitution, and make it a North American union constitution, maybe perhaps a universal constitution.
Well, it's sure. Interesting. We'll have to wait and see. You know, I think it really depends on the information war, because I don't think that they can make an agreement that is above the Constitution. People disagree about that. I don't think, though, that any treaty can be made that abrogates the Constitution. But if people set back and allow them to do this, they'll get away with it. The whole point is that they're doing a lot of things that are against the law, that are against the Constitution, and then they're constantly coming back and trying to pass laws that essentially give them cover to do what they want. For example, the NSA spies for decades on people, collects information for decades on people. Now they're trying to get legal authority to do that. Because even though they've ignored the law for a long period of time, they don't like to have themselves out there fully exposed just in case people start to prosecute them for breaking the law and breaking their oath. Well, thank you, Truth Raider. I want to go to a couple of people in California, because we had some interesting news out of California last week. We had a state senator in California, Leland Yee, who was one of the some people said he's like the second most powerful person in the California Senate. I don't know, but regardless, he was one of the biggest pushers of gun control bills. And of course, he was busted in a sting by the FBI trying to sell guns. And he had some amazing quotes. He said, do I think we can make some money? Yeah, I think we can make some money, according to the FBI transcripts. Do I think we can get the goods? Yeah, I think we can get the goods. People want to get whatever they want to get. Do I care? No, I don't care. People need certain things. Now, this is the guy who wanted to ban pretty much all semi-automatic weapons and most pistols in California. And, of course, some of the things that he's going to get people are things like even rocket launchers, not just M16s, but rocket launchers. Now, the LA Times points out, they say that gun rights groups jumped on the possible ironies. Possible ironies? Are you kidding me? Possible ironies? This thing is beyond irony, and hopefully he's going to go to jail, unlike Eric Holder and others in the ATF who orchestrated Fast and Furious in order to undermine the Second Amendment. That's not just my opinion. New York Times said that as well. And, of course, part of the running of guns across the border that Fast and Furious was about was so that they could make a case to register all guns, and therefore confiscate eventually all guns. And that all ties into the UN arms trade treaty. That was going to be the basis to push us towards that treaty. But it kind of blew up in their face when a government agent got shot. But now the other thing that they're doing in California is they're trying to push this away from the Democrat, from Leland Yee. And they're talking now a lot about this gangster that was also arrested. There were 26 people that were arrested. Now they're talking about Shrimp Boy. This is a guy, San Francisco's notorious self-described son of the underworld. They spell that S-U-N. That's the way he described himself. Goes by several names, Chung Chow, Raymond Chow, and Shrimp Boy. I don't know what that means. But they say he's a former gangster and leader of the Chi Kung Tong Freemasons of San Francisco. We've got, so there they are, Freemasons come back. This was from NBC, pointed out that Shrimp Boy is a Freemason. Let's go to Glenn in California. Glenn, how are you doing? How'd you make out in the earthquakes out there?
Oh, I was unaffected by that. I'm kind of about 300 or 400 miles away from that, so I did okay.
Good.
Thank God for that.
Yes.
With the Leland Yee thing, it's like all the senators over here, Feinstein and E and all those guys, they say they're against gun rights and all that stuff, but in the limelight, they're all carrying. They have all bodyguards that carry. And
yes.
Just the whole thing with the Congress out here, it's like it's for us and then nobody else. And how do we prosecute these people? How do we take our Constitution back? How do we take our government back? How do we do this? I'm just frustrated. I don't know what to do. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with this.
It is very frustrating. I mean, from our perspective, what I'm trying to do is make people aware of it, because so many people are not even aware of it. I think if we get a broader base of people who see this hypocrisy, who see the criminal actions, there's so many people. When Ja'Kari Jackson went to South by Southwest here and he was asking people about gun regulations, he got into a discussion with a guy and he said, well, you know that Hitler banned the guns, and aren't you worried about guns being solely in the hands of the government, that there might be something that would be very dangerous about that? And the guy that he's talking to says, yeah, I understand that, but we're talking about America here. That can't happen here. So he doesn't understand the danger, the hypocrisy, the criminal behavior that's going on with this. And so people need to understand that, yes, human nature does change. America's exceptional in a lot of ways, but we aren't exceptional in terms of our human spirit. Power corrupts. And it also draws the most corrupt people in society to it, like a magnet. And so that's why the founders of this country gave us checks and balances and told us that if we were going to remain free, we had to be watch those who had power, especially those who wanted power. We had to watch them extremely closely. And that's really what we need to do. We need, it's right now, it's at an education stage, because I still think the vast majority of people, unless they are part of the NRA or Gun Owners of America, one of these gun rights associations, most people don't really understand the importance of the Second Amendment and its purpose. Thank you, Glenn. Let's go to another person in California. Rick in California. Rick, how are you?
Hi, David. How are you? We appreciate you and Alex and the show very much.
Thank you. How'd you make out in the earthquakes?
Well, pretty good on that. You know, I called in about the overwhelming evidence on a couple of points on 9/11. You know, I'm a lawyer, and we work off of evidence, and you sound very, you know, professional and, you know, and everything that you do, and could appreciate that. But in more in line with your topic that you just brought up, you know, a case was brought in San Diego County saying that this you have to have a shall issue policy for concealed weapons permits, that it's unconstitutional in violation of the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And a Ninth Circuit, which is very liberal normally.
Wait a second. Hang on, because we're coming up to a commercial break. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, using six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
So we just decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I was talking to Rick in California just before we had to go to break. Now, Rick is a lawyer, and he was laying out some of the issues in this recent case in San Diego where they refused to issue permits to people. Rick, go ahead and tell us what you want to tell us about that case.
For years, California's been a may-issue state. You have to show good cause, which is very difficult in some counties, especially San Francisco and L.A., don't issue any permits, practically speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But these gentlemen, I believe they were lawyers, brought a lawsuit saying it's in violation of the Second Amendment. Much to the surprise of everybody, the Ninth Circuit ruled they were right and that California has to become a shall issue like the other 40 states. Well, the sheriff in San Diego County decided not to appeal it. He was fine with it. Guess what happened? Kamala Harris, the attorney general, it wasn't even her case. Okay, this was brought into federal court, and she has no business even being involved, filed a petition to be an intervener and appeal it.
Really?
Just another example of the gun grabbers out there. You know, she doesn't like the fact that people are going to be carrying concealed weapons, so she's going to stick her nose in, and all she does is take pictures with Obama, and she's a political sycophant.
You know, that case, in that case, the Ninth Circuit Court quoted D.C. versus Heller extensively, and there was some pretty strong language in there about how gun control laws, they were saying in D.C. versus Heller, they could make some regulations for safety purposes, but they couldn't just abrogate people's rights to carry. And they quoted that in that court decision. And I find it amazing that you see in D.C. versus Heller, it's now been about 6 years since that case. And again, the same thing is happening in D.C. as what you just described in California. You got politicians who just refuse to listen to the courts as well. And that really shouldn't surprise us, I guess, because they don't listen to the Constitution. They don't listen to the laws unless it suits them. And they appeal to the courts and say that we have a living document in the Constitution and that living document is whatever the Supreme Court says it is at the moment. But then when the Supreme Court says that it is something that they don't like, they just choose to ignore it, don't they?
These guys were it was between the plaintiffs and the county council. And the sheriff decided he didn't want to appeal it. And yet, and here's Kamala Harris stepping in, you know, whose only goal is to further her political office. She's against the death penalty, you know, and doesn't care about crime victims in real terms. I mean, you know, it just goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, you know, there you go. You know, that's what we're up against in California. I mean, you guys in Texas have a much better situation, I would think.
It's amazing. Hopefully people will look at this Leyland Yee thing and start to get the idea that these people have got an agenda that is completely different, a private agenda that's completely different from their public agenda. What do you think about this guy in D.C. that was just convicted of having replica bullets and a dud shell? Have you heard about that case?
Oh, yeah, I heard on the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
So many things I hear about on the show. The show is fantastic for educating me. I mean, we're Prison Planet TV members for that reason.
Well, thank you. Thank you for supporting us. That helps a lot. This is a guy in Washington, for people who don't know this case. His name is Mark Widishek. And his ex-wife was trying to harass him using the police, and they found an inert. They raided him a couple of times. He was a hunter, but he kept his guns in Virginia where it was legal. He did have a souvenir shotgun shell that had misfired. It was a dud. And it was already, I mean, the thing would not work at all. And then he had some muzzle-loading bullets, basically just the bullet, not any powder, no casings, nothing that's going to propel it, just the bullet. And we've got up there for people who are watching. You can see what it looks like. It's a bullet that's in a plastic sabot, which is a way that you can put it and use it in a muzzle loader. It wasn't a projectile at all, and he was describing this to Fox News, and it was just amazing. He said he was the only one in the court that even knew what these components were. They had no idea what these were. I think the charge was officially that he was attempting to acquire ammunition. I mean, they couldn't even really call it ammunition because it wasn't ammunition. It only had the metal bullet. It didn't have anything to propel it with. And he was given a $50 fine. And he has to register as some kind of a gun offender. And they pointed out, quite rightly, that this is in sharp contrast to the treatment that was given to an NBC News personality, David Gregory, who you remember went on the air with a 30-round AR-15 magazine during a broadcast of Meet the Press. They just ignored that. Why? Because he's pushing their agenda. Anything else you want to say, Rick, in California?
Just real quickly, I know time is limited. I just, the fact of what this show does in broadcast excellence, in my opinion, when it brings the George Hansen story, a lot of things I never heard of. And I go look up, here's a guy who's a congressman, you know, and he protested the IRS, and Alex used the term, they dieseled him. I've never heard that before.
Yes.
And I find out the guy's being transported for weeks and months on end with no respite, no rest, hunched over, his toenails are growing, and, you know, I mean, he practically died from this.
Yes.
And this was the government doing this to him from prison to prison, the federal prison system. So,
yes.
You know, people, the main point is there's foul play and all these things, and it's always about the same thing. It's about the money, Building 7, the insider trading, the mysterious deaths, Tim Osman, you know, Obama, I mean, Bin Laden being really Tim Osman, and all these things, architects and engineers, down Don Browning, Oklahoma City, the list goes on and on, and thank God for you guys for bringing this stuff to the forefront, because when it finally enough people realize it, like I do, then the tide will turn.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you very much, Rick. Very well said. Thank you. Great call. Let's go to Mark in Wisconsin. Mark.
Yeah, that's a good point with the last caller there. With the lack of information that people are they're just not aware. This is my first time calling. I've been listening to you guys for a while now, and I'm really happy with what you guys are doing. And it's really too bad you can't be on a larger broadcast and go more mainstream, you know, versus the Dinosaur Media getting the chance of sucking up all the airwaves.
Well, thank you. We're trying. You know, they're actually imploding. As we mentioned on Friday, their ratings are just falling. I mean, they're down 50-60% over a year. Just since in the most recent one, MSNBC was down 24%, and it's because they won't follow the stories where they go. A great example of that is what happened this last week in Turkey, where you had a recording of the Turkish officials, the head of the intelligence, the head minister, as well as a person who is in charge of the military, they're plotting a false flag attack to try to start a war with Syria. And in order to stop it, they shut down YouTube and call these guys villainous and dishonest. And the mainstream media picks this up. Paul Joseph Watson points out that this is how they reported it. Reuters says, well, this appeared to center on a possible operation to secure the tomb of Suleiman Shah. BBC says it relates to a discussion of possible military operations. Here's what these guys were actually saying. They said, I'll make up a cause of war by ordering a missile attack on Turkey. That's what the head of Turkish intelligence said. Then the deputy chief of military staff says, it's a direct cause of war. I mean, what we're going to do is a direct cause of war. And then another guy says, we can also prepare an attack on the tomb if necessary. And if it's pretext, we'll give you one. Pretexts can be arranged. We'll mount an attack against that place. This is what these guys are saying, and yet Reuters and BBC are just saying, well, this is possible military operation. CNN talks about how and why the audio tape was leaked. They don't talk about anything that's in it, actually. The LA Times says this is talking about a possible military intervention in Syria. And then, of course, they also repeat the talking points of the Turkish government saying that this is dishonest and villainous. Same thing we saw with the Snowden leaks. And yet what they're doing is just giving cover to these people. They don't want to talk about the fact that they set up a false flag. They can't use that F word, those two F words. It's not in their lexicon. What was there anything else you wanted to say, Mark?
Well, I just wanted to bring up the point that unfortunately when you're trying to educate people and the deer in the headlights scenario that you end up coming across all too often is really, really frustrating. You know, between the friends and the family and you know, coming from, you know, basically a college town from the, you know, Madison being UW,
I understand.
Kind of college film. And you would think that people would be more educated and quite liberal. It's actually more of a liberal town, but,
well, you know what it takes, Mark, is it takes people who will actually do the research themselves, but sometimes the trigger for it is a show like ours. What they're hearing is the same thing, whether it's Reuters or BBC or the LA Times or CNN. They're not hearing the full picture. They're only hearing that, for example, in this, that Turkey shut down YouTube and Twitter. They're not hearing why they shut it down. They're not hearing that they were pushing a false flag attack. We're talking about that. We're one of the few, if probably the only outlet that's talking about it outside of alternative media. I like to call it authentic media, because we're going to tell you what's really going on, the truth, as best we know. We're going to be right back. We're going to take some more calls. Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live.